पितर श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की, जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की, जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराणम की, जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च, नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया, चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते, कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदादार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। यो जागरे बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्थान भुंते समस्त करनेर रिधि तत् सदृक्षान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश यो जागरे बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्था भुंते समस्त करनेरधि तत्सदृशान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश यो जागरे बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्तान भुंते समस्त करनेरहृदि तत्सदृशान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात् त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्थान भुंते समस्त करनेरहृदि तत्सदृक्षान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात् त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश जागरे बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्तान भुंते समस्त करनेरहृदि तत्सदृक्षान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात् त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश
माताजी
जागरे बहिरनुक्षण धर्मिनोर्तान भुंते समस्त करनेरहृदि तत्सदृशान स्वप्ने सुषुप्त उपसंहरते स एका स्मृत्यन्वयात् त्रिगुण वृत्ति दृग इंद्रियेश
व्हाट वन मीनिंग यह द लिविंग एंटिटी हु जागरे वाइल अवेक बहि एक्सटर्नल अनुक्षण मोमेंटरी धर्मिनः क्वालिटीज अर्थान द बॉडी एंड द माइंड एंड देयर एक्सपीरियंसेस भुंगते एंजॉयज समस्त विथ ऑल करनेर द सेंसेस रिद्धि विद इन द माइंड तत् सदृक्षान एक्सपीरियंसेस सिमिलर टू दोज इन वेकफुलनेस स्वप्ने इन ड्रीम्स सुषुप्ते इन डीप ड्रीमलेस स्लीप उपसंहरते मर्जेस इंटू इग्नोरेंस सह ही एकह वन स्मृति ऑफ मेमोरी अन्वयात बाय द सक्सेशन त्रिगुना ऑफ द थ्री स्टेजेस वेकफुलनेस ड्रीम एंड ड्रीमलेस स्लीप वृत्ति फंक्शंस दृक् सीइंग इंद्रिय ऑफ द सेंसेस ईश becomes the Lord. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While awake, the living entity enjoys with all of his senses the fleeting characteristics of the material body and mind. While dreaming, he enjoys similar experiences within the mind. And in deep dreamless sleep, all such experiences merges into ignorance. By remembering and contemplating the succession of wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep, the living entity can understand that he is one throughout the three stages of consciousness and is transcendental. Thus, he becomes the Lord of the senses. Purport. In verse 30 of this chapter, Lord Krishna stated that one must retire from material duality by the proper means, which the Lord now explains. One may first consider the three phases of consciousness mentioned above and then understand one's own transcendental position as spirit soul. One experiences childhood, boyhood, adolescence, adulthood, middle age and old age. And throughout these phases, one is experiencing things while awake and while dreaming. Similarly, one may, by careful intelligence, understand one's lack of consciousness during deep sleep, and thus, through intelligence, one may have experience of lack of consciousness. One may argue that it is actually the senses that experience during wakefulness and that it is the mind that experiences during dreams. However, the Lord here states, Indriyeshah, the living entity is actually the Lord of the senses and mind, although temporarily he has become a victim of their influence. By Krishna consciousness, one may resume one's rightful position as master of the mental and sensory faculties. Also, since the living entity can remember his experiences in these three stages of consciousness, he is ultimately the experiencing agent or the seer of all phases of consciousness. He remembers, I saw so many things in my dream and then my dreams ended and I didn't see anything. Now I am waking up. This is universal experience can be understood by everyone. And thus everyone can understand that one's actual identity is separate from the material body and mind. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramananda madhavam असाधुना साधुतादयिन् अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनमुं चाकदाचिन् प्रेम्नामतकंठव्यस्पुर हरे कृष्णा सो वी वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर दिस रेगुलर भागवतम क्लास आई सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल वैष्णवस सो दैट आई कैन अटेम्प्ट टू स्पीक ऑन दिस interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Hamsa, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, is answering the question put forward by four Kumaras. And it is a bit difficult section where it has been talked about. A very philosophical discussion is taking place, where waking up, sleeping, and deep sleep is being spoken. And how to relate with this, all these stages of consciousness. By hearing that, we go into sleep. So, But still, it has a lot of benefit to offer to all of us. Once Shri Vilas Prabhu was telling this story, that how even if we hear the narration of the Lord or pastime of the Lord, still benefits. One devotee used to come to in one class. Every day there was class going on. And this person would come to the class and he would come, he would sit, and as soon as he would sit in the class, he would fall asleep. And as soon as class would get over, he would get up and he would walk. So every day the speaker was seeing this happening. The person is coming, sitting, sleeping, and going away. So seeing that person coming, at least he was appreciating that person is coming in the class. And he would ask only 3 questions to him. The first question, as soon as he would come to the class, he would ask, "Aa gaya kya?" So that is the first question. The second question he would ask as soon as he would sit, that "Baith gaya kya?" And third question he would ask, "Ja raha hai kya?" And these 3 questions he would always answer that fellow, that person who used to come to the class. And one day, while he was sleeping, a thief broke into his home in his bungalow. And as he was sleeping, this person was sleeping in a deep sleep. And he was speaking in the sleep. He was saying the same what he had heard in the class. 3 things, only 3 questions he had heard. Aa gaya kya? Baith gaya kya? Aur ja raha hai kya? So as soon as that thief broke into the home, his bungalow, so and that time he was in a deep sleep. So he was just remembering what that person had told, that kathakar had told. So he remembered, aa gaya kya? So as soon as he spoke aa gaya kya, the thief became alert. Are, what is happening over here? This person is asleep. He is into deep sleep. And he is saying, "Aa gaya kya?" Means, I think he must be awake. So he tried to hide himself behind, and he sat down. So as soon as he sat down, the person said, "Are, baith gaya kya?" So he became more bewildered hearing that. "Are, baith gaya kya?" Means something is wrong over here. And now he thought, there will be no chance. Let us run away from this place. So as soon as he was running away, he was trying to jump out. So he asked, "Are, ja raha hai kya?" So just hearing something in the class, even if we understand, don't understand, it benefits a person. So here, Lord Hamsa is giving a very wonderful answers to the question asked by the 4 Kumaras. Actually, this conversation has been described by Lord Krishna himself to Uddhavji. When Uddhavji asked this question to Lord Krishna, that how is it that every living entity, he sees that there is some unhappiness or distress going to come when he is engaging himself in material activities. Still, how come a cognizant living entity, one who understands there is going to a unhappiness going to come, there will be distress ahead when I take up to such activities to enjoy my senses, why does he engages himself at all in such activities which gives him miseries? That was the original question asked by Uddhavji to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna had explained before this that the how 3 modes plays with the living entity in this material world. So that gave the impetus to Uddhavji to ask this question. And then Lord cites this conversation between these 3 personalities. Sorry, it's the 6 personalities. 4 Kumaras, Lord Brahmaji, and Hamsa Avatar. Lord incarnates as Hamsa Avatar. So these 4 Kumaras, one day they go to Lord Brahma and they ask this question. Very important question. We'll discuss that. So let us understand what exactly this. Who are these four Kumaras? Four Kumaras are the mental son, Manas Putra of Lord Brahmaji. Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanat Kumar. Lord Krishna mentioned about them in Bhagavad Gita. In 10th chapter, that Saptarshe Chatvaro. Chatvaro means these four sages. They are the knowledge incarnation of the Lord. And this knowledge is what? Transcendental knowledge. And that is what is the mission of Brahmaji. Brahmaji is the creator of this material universe. He gives shape, he gives form to this material world. And he facilitates living entity who has turned away himself from the Lord and who wants to enjoy this material world. He facilitates them, but also his mission is to allow this living entity to go back home, back to Godhead. And that is only possible. That is only possible when there is a distribution of this transcendental knowledge. And when transcendental knowledge is distributed, that knowledge helps living entity to go back home, back to Godhead, and get rid of the sense enjoyment he is engaged in. So Lord Brahmaji is satisfied only when he sees that living entity is taking up to Krishna consciousness, or he is progressing towards the goal of human form of life, going back home, back to Godhead. So the four Kumaras, when they appeared, they fulfilled this mission of Lord Brahmaji, that distributing that knowledge which relates a living entity to the Lord. So that is the transcendental knowledge. That is the mission of these four Kumaras. And they explain this knowledge so explicitly that it is explained in Bhagavatam that all the sages, all the great devotees, they understood easily and they took up this path of going back home, back to Godhead. So these are the four Kumaras. They are asking this question to Lord Brahma. An interesting question. Huh? They ask that. This is explained in this verse that Sanakadaya uchu guneshva vishate cheto gunas chetasi cha prabho katham anyonya santyago mumukshor ati tirshitisho. So people's mind are naturally attracted to material sense object, and similarly the sense objects in the form of desires enter within the mind. Therefore, how can a person who desires liberation, who desires to cross over activities of sense gratification, destroy this mutual relationship between the sense object and the mind? Please explain this to us. So this is a beautiful question asked. That they are saying a simple words that it seems sense object and senses are made for each other. Ye dono ek duje ke liye bane hai. If they are made for each other, how can they give it up, that relationship? And because of living entity thinks that they are made for each other, they are mad because of that. So, how can a devotee or an aspirant who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, get rid or destroy this connection, this mutual relationship? How can he destroy this relationship? They ask this question to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, this is what, you know, a great devotees, they teach us. Being very honest. Because he felt that, I cannot answer this question. It seems very simple. Or what is this? He could have answered this question easily. Who doesn't know that are ye dono ka relationship hai, this mutual relationship, sense object and the senses. It's simple. Change your desires. But Lord Brahmaji, he takes an honest position. He considers himself is unqualified to answer this question. Just think, he is the fountainhead of our sampradaya. One of the sampradaya which gives or which distributes this knowledge of relating with the Lord. He is the head. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are in that sampradaya. And this Brahmaji is saying, I am not perfect to give knowledge right now. Because I am affected with the activities of this world. This is the honest position he has taken. And when you are contaminated with the modes of material nature, you cannot offer enlightenment. And this is the great position he has taken, that being honest, that I am not perfect now, I cannot answer this question. And on the other hand, we see that the four Kumaras, their submission, although they are the incarnation of the knowledge potency of the Lord, but they are taking the humble position to ask this question to Brahmaji. And they are not rejecting Brahmaji. Are, what is this? We are expecting answer from you. You are imperfect. You are not able to give you. We are rejecting you. Isn't it? They are still submitting themselves to Brahmaji. And most important thing here in this conversation, we see that Lord's compassion for one question, for only one question, he took one incarnation. Vinashaya cha duchkritam paritranaya sadhunam dharma sansthapanashaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Does it make any difference? Vinashaya cha duchkritam. If I speak Vinashaya cha duchkritam first. Still, no. Why paritranaya sadhunam is first? Because Lord's only focus, the first and primary thing for the Lord is paritranaya sadhunam. And then, in that course, vinashaya cha duskritam happens, then it doesn't matter. So therefore, paritranaya sadhunam, Lord is always alert to deliver or to destroy the doubts whatever living entity comes across while taking up the path of Krishna consciousness. So for one question, only for one question, Lord has incarnated, and after giving that answer to that question, Lord went back to his Vaikuntha planet. After that, there is no mention of any other leelas performed by the Lord. So that is Lord's compassion towards each and every living entity, because this is the most important subject, or this is the most important question, that how can living entity destroys that relationship with the sense object and the senses. And for that, Lord Hamsa in this incarnation gives the answer. to this question. So he gave the solutions in these verses. He answered this question in four steps. He answered this question. The first thing in text number 24 of this chapter, Hamsa, Lord Hamsa, told Brahmaji and Sanat Kumar that first of all, what living entity has to do is to change his perception. The first change or the correction a living entity has to make to break this relationship is changing the perception. What he perceives, what he sees, that matters a lot. That perception needs to change. And everyone has a perception. According to his consciousness, situation, the atmosphere he lives in. And one time Gaurgopal Prabhu was giving this example. That a teacher came to the class and she brought a glass full of liquor. She brought and put in front of this class. And she told the students that, now I'm going to show a demo and you will have to tell me what is your learning from this demo. And after putting that glass in front of all the students, it was a kachka, it's a glass, transparent glass. So she took up some worms and put it into the glass. And as soon as these worms were put in the glass, all the worms, they died in that glass. And now after showing that demo, she asked this question again. What did you learn from this? And one student raised his hand and told that, Madam, the great learning which I had today is that we should drink every day. The teacher was shocked. Ula, why? Was that the learning? Ula, whenever we drink, whatever worms or whatever bad bacteria are there in the stomach, they get destroyed when we drink. So, therefore, we should drink every day. So, this is how someone can perceive things. The same thing is over there. But what is the perception? The great learning is that one should not drink because it will damage your liver or it will damage your system. But just perception, the consciousness is full of enjoyment. So the same object can give you another learning. And therefore that perception is very, very important. So living entity, wherever he sees object of enjoyment. Griyate anner indriyepi. So Hamsa, Lord Hamsa is telling that the living entity through his senses is perceiving sense object as for his enjoyment. And other hand, the devotee of the Lord, wherever he sees the presence of Krishna. Stavar jangam na deki tara murti. Ishta deva spurti. And wherever he sees, even if he sees the sense object, he sees Krishna, their connection with the Krishna. Stavar jangam na deki tara murti. So this is what, the perception, what we see, what we experience, and how we perceive that matters a lot. Basically, we stavar jangam, this is, there are three things we generally, how we perceive. First thing is the objects or things of this world. Second is people. how we perceive people. And third thing is situations, how we perceive them. So, Srimad Bhagavatam gives an elaborate description about this perception. How the same thing perceived by different people, same people perceived by different people and same situation happening in someone's life is perceived through different people. So interesting how they see Krishna's hand and how someone sees as his enjoyment or troubles. So just let us take first thing is object or things. So beautiful pastime comes in Srimad Bhagavatam is worshipping of Govardhan Shila or Govardhan Parvat. Worshipping Govardhan Hill. So Lord Krishna told all the cowherd boys and Nanda Maharaj that today instead of worshipping Indra, we will worship Govardhan Hill. This is a big jolt for Indradev. That actually if you see, Indra is known as enemy of mountains. Enemy of the mountains. And he also saw that, array, what is this? These people are doing. Instead of worshipping me, they are worshipping my enemy, who is a hill. Because with his thunderbolt, he had crushed down many, many mountains before. And he could not see that who is that Govardhan Hill. So he thought, okay, this is a mere hill. Instead of worshipping me, they are worshipping that hill. And he thought it's an enemy. In one way, isn't it? But at the same time, if we see gopis, when they see Govardhan Hill, when they see Giriraj, what was their feeling? They say, Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridas Varyo Sir Yad Ram Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. This Govardhan Hill, this Govardhan, this Giriraj is Haridas Varyo. He is the best among the devotee of the Lord. He is better than us. He has received Krishna and Balrama's touch of lotus feet. How great he is. He is feeding all the cows and the friends of Lord Krishna. So their vision, they see Govardhan is connected in a relationship with Krishna. The perception, the things, the people. How you perceive people in this world. We have a great example. Maharaj Daksha and Madhasati. Maharaj Daksha viewed Lord Shiva as most impure fellow. And how he talks about him. He says this is a fellow doesn't have any sense. And same Lord Shiva, Sati says that he is the Shivam Shivataraha. Shivam, this Shiva, Lord Shiva, Shiva means auspicious. Shivataram means it's the most auspicious personality. Most pure. He is a Bhutanath. He is the most merciful personality. So the same person is perceived differently by different people according to their consciousness. And the third thing is about situations. The situation comes in our life. How do we perceive them? And we have a great example of Narad Muni being a child, losing his only shelter, his own mother. And when he lost this shelter, what happened? He took shelter of the Lord. He went Disham Uttaram, it is explained in the Bhagavatam. That he started his journey towards Himalaya or finding the Lord. Disham Uttaram. And we have another example. We have two examples other than this. Is Hiranyakashipu losing his brother Hiranyaksha. So when Hiranyaksha was killed, how he perceived that situation? Instead of taking shelter of Lord Vishnu, he became enemy of the Lord. He decided, now because of this, I will kill Lord Vishnu. And we have another example of Krutadyuti, who lost her son, only child. And when that child was lost, she was blaming the Deva. Same situation where Naraji is taking shelter of the Lord, how he perceived. So what Lord Hamsa is saying, that the living entity has to change his perception, how he sees the things. In text number 25, he gives another change to be made, another solution, that he says living entity has to change his identity. What is his identity? Currently, that living entity is identifying himself with the matter. And when he is accepting his identity as a matter, he is getting attracted towards matter. And when he accepts his identity as a spirit soul connected with the Lord, then he will get attracted to the spirit. Simple equation. So once, as Prabhupada was giving his talk, and middle of the class, one gentleman raised his hand and he stood up in the middle of the class and he told Prabhupada. Prabhupada was explaining about God, and he told, this person was known, he was known as a notorious fellow who would mock the speaker. This person stood up middle of the class and he said, Swamiji, you are talking about God. I think I am the center of the universe. I am that God. And everyone was stunned hearing that. Prabhupada, and everyone was thinking, what Prabhupada is going to say now? And Prabhupada coolly answered that question, that thought. Prabhupada said, what is the difference? Everyone thinks like this only. He is the God and he is the center of the world. What makes you different? And hearing that answer, that person became sober and sat down. That everyone thinks that he is the center of the world and he is the God. So as long as this identity a living entity maintains, till that time, his attraction towards spirit doesn't take place. Bhukta bhoga parityaktva drishta dosha cha nityasha neshvara shubhama shudhatte samahimni stitasya cha. Bhukta bhoga parityaktva drishta dosha cha nityasha. When a living entity sees the fault in sense enjoyment, drishta dosha, dekh leta hai wo, isn't it? That there is a problem, there is a fault in this. Drishta dosha cha nityasha neshvara shubham ashudhatte. And as soon as he realizes this, Ashu, immediately he situates himself into his own glory. Ashu Datte. So Mahimni, his glory being the part and parcel of the Lord, he situates in that position. And this identity, wrong identification is going on. Two people were sitting in front of the a doctor, and he was examining them, And he suddenly asked one question, one patient. He was not able to figure out what exactly this fellow has a problem. So he asked the one person that, who are you? So he said, I am the Prime Minister. So then doctor understood. And another person started laughing. He started laughing. So now doctor thought that this person is sober. That this person is saying, I am the Prime Minister. So the doctor thought this person is sober. So he asked, why you are laughing? Well, what is this? What can I tell you? I have not resigned yet from being a Prime Minister, and this person is claiming himself to be Prime Minister. So the doctor understood both to be admitted in the hospital, isn't it? So wrong identity creates that problem. When living entity identifies with the material world, he is put into this perpetual condition of birth and death. So therefore, Lord in that verse, he says, Mada Atmana, you are my part and parcel. And that is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Mamai Vamshe Jiva Loke. This living entity is my part and parcel. So, the change of identity, this is real Aadhar. Our real shelter is this. The real platform that I am the servant of the Lord. And this is interesting here. If you see, this Sotra Maharaj, he writes that. If we see, these are the energies of the Lord. The sense object, the matter, and the mind. They are the energies of the Lord. And the question arises, why they are troubling us so much? Isn't it? If they are the energy of the Lord, why they trouble? Why there is so much of friction? Kyo itna taklif hota hai? So, the answer he gives is beautiful. And yesterday also, the Maharaj was saying, His Holiness Bhakti Rasayan Maharaj, the Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Maharaj was saying this, that the problem is, why they are troubling us? Because we have forgotten our relationship with the Lord. Because that relationship is forgotten, therefore, we are experiencing trouble from the energies of the Lord. And as soon as that relationship is revived, then Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. The devotee claims that Vishwam, this whole world, is a place of happiness. That is how, as soon as we revive, so that is the second thing which Lord Hamsa told Sanakadaya and Brahmaji, that living entity has to change his identity. Instead of identifying with the material nature or the matter, he has to identify or he has to understand. And that is what this verse is also telling. That he is different from the matter. And the third thing which Lord Hamsa told in this answers, that a living entity has to change his absorption. The first thing is, he has to change his perception. Second thing, he has to change his identification. And third thing, he has to change his absorption. And his absorption is in the material activities. And therefore, actually, it is said that how sense objects, they remain in the mind. And the sense objects, they remain in the mind because of impressions. Just like we have eaten a gulab jamun. It has given a good taste. So, wo to chala gaya, object has gone. But the experience which we had with the gulab jamun, that has created an impression. And the songs we have sang decades before, they had remained as an impression in the mind. And when they will come out, we also don't know. And it comes out somewhere or the other. Isn't it? It's so troublesome, that impression. And this impression, they get firm. वो रिश्ता और दृढ़ हो जाता है और गाढ़ा बन जाता है व्हेन वी रिपीटेडली सर्व द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट. अगर बार 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 है ना, व्हेन यू कम इन द कॉन्टैक्ट, एष प्रकृति संगे न पुरुषस्य विपर्यय, ये प्रकृति के साथ रहकर जीवात्मा का जो स्वभाव है वो बदल गया है, और इसलिए वो एब्जॉर्ब कहां हो गया है, वेयर इज एब्जॉर्बिंग हिमसेल्फ, इन द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, हिज इंटेलिजेंस इज एब्जॉर्ब इन दैट, एंड देयरफॉर इन वर्स नंबर 26 लॉर्ड हमसा सेज दैट दैट मदर रूप, I'll just want to read that, a nice explanation given by the disciples of Prabhupada, that what is the meaning of Mother Rupa? So the word Mother Rupa in this verse indicates absorption of the mind in the form, qualities, pastimes and associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Immersed in such ecstatic meditation, one should render devotional service to the Lord, and this will automatically drive away the influence of sense gratification. So the changing the absorption, currently we are absorbing the activities of our senses. And Mother Rupaha, here, Lord Hamsa is saying, Mother Rupaha. And beautiful explanation about Mother Rupa, the form of the Lord, is given by Narad Muni to Dhruva Maharaj, who wanted to absorb himself in acquiring the material asset. For him, Naradji gave a beautiful description about Lord, how he can absorb his mind in the Lord's form. Prasada bhimukam sashvat prasanna vadane kshanam sunasam subhruvam charukapola surasundaram तरुणरमणीयंगोरुने अक्षनाशदरम प्रणयताश्रयनम नुम्नम शरण्य करुणार्णवम कार्याकलाप पर्यस्तम लसद कांचन नूपुरम दर्शनीयतम शांतम मनोनयनवर्धनम. That it can absorb the mind, the beautiful form of the Lord, prasada bhimukham shashvat. Eternally, Lord is mercifully disposed toward the devotees of the Lord. Prasanna vadanekshanam. So this is the beautiful description, and there are so many pastimes and so many activities related to the Lord where a living entity can get absorbed. That absorption we have to change. And the fourth thing which Lord Hamsa tells to Sanat Kumaras is change your destination or desires or the goals. And that is verse 30 which talks about this. Change your destination. What you want your destination in life. What are your desires? And nana artha dhi. That is the word used by Lord Hamsa. That different goals, different values, living entity get absorbed in, or that he desires. And Prabhupada says, yavan nana artha dhi. Different desires and different destinations he is desiring. But when he desires a right destination, going back home, back to Godhead, serving the Lord, and that is the right destination. And we have heard many things about this, how having a right desires. And Prabhupada says, Hoy Maya Vasha Kare Nana Abhilash. When, Hoy Maya Das, when living entity is Maya Das, he kare nana abhilash. And when he becomes a Krishna Das, there is only one abhilash. How to serve. So when we change that destination, we change our destination to going back home, back to Godhead, then this mutual relationship between senses, mind and the sense object can be destroyed. So this four correction or the four changes, Lord Hamsa gave to the sages, Brahmaji and Sanat Kumaras. And when living entity overcomes this, or who changes his consciousness from material object to spiritual objects, then what happens? This is described in 10th canto, when all the Vrajvasis were meeting Nanda Maharaj. I'll conclude with that all the Brajvasis, all the Gopganas, they assembled after this Govardhan Lila took place. And Lord Krishna gave up all his comfort to protect his devotees. He stood holding that Govardhan hill on his small finger and gave shelter to all the Brajvasis, protected them. And after this episode, all the Brajvasis, all the cowherd boys, they assembled, chokdi, generally say. So Nanda Maharaj was sitting and they asked this question. They also asked this question, beautiful question, related to the question which Sanakadaya Rishi asked. That they asked, Dustajas Chanuragosmin Sarvesham no Vrajokasam Nandate Tanayesmasu Tasyapi Otpatika Katham. That Nanda Maharaj, what is that? How is that we cannot give up affection towards your son Krishna? How is that we cannot give up affection towards Krishna? And how is that, how come this Krishna gets attracted towards us? He doesn't give his affection towards us. So when living entity changes his consciousness from matter to spirit, what happens? The question remains the same. Ki how come we are unable to give up our affection to Krishna? And how come Krishna is getting attracted to us? And that is the question. A beautiful question. And that is what Nanda Maharaj explains. So here, Sanakadaya asking question, how this made in relation, isn't it? Made for each other relationship can be transformed to the another made for each other, living entity and the Lord. When that relationship is revived, then living entity experiences happiness and he goes back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Sorry, it's a little bit overboard. So anybody has any question, any doubt, they can ask me personally. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.